someone who I think portrays excellence in leadership. Not a famous pastor or theologian or politician or business executive, but a six-year-old African-American girl from Louisiana. Ruby Bridges lived in New Orleans in 1960 when the federal courts ordered the desegregation of the public schools. She was only 6 years old when she was chosen to integrate the France Elementary School. The local police refused to protect her, and so the federal government sent in United States Marshals, and they walked her through the crowd of protesters who lined the walk to her school every day. They shouted at her, they shook their fists, and they threatened to kill her. And for one entire school year, Ruby Bridges was the only student at her school. So every single day, she walked through this crowd protected by United States Marshals. In that same year of 1960, Dr. Robert Coles, a professor at the Harvard Medical School and a psychiatrist, was studying the impact of stress upon human life and behavior. And he decided that Ruby Bridges and her family would be good subjects for study because she was in such a horrendously stressful situation. So he traveled from Cambridge, Massachusetts to New Orleans, Louisiana, in order to study and interview Ruby and her family and her teachers. To Dr. Cole's absolute amazement, he found no signs of stress at all. In one interview, Ruby's teacher mentioned that the six-year-old appeared to talk to the members of the mob every day as she walked to school and every day as she walked from school. So Dr. Coles, in his next interview of six-year-old Ruby, asked her what she was saying. She said that she was praying for them. The psychiatrist then found out that every night, Ruby's parents, in her home, prayed for the demonstrators. And he also learned that her pastor regularly taught in the church